John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and my guest with me right now. As soon as I say the name, I know what's going to pop into your head, and so I'm going to take you down a different path, or so I hope. Chad Elliott is my guest, and I know you just saw musician, great albums, experience, you know, musical experience. Well, this guy, you know, God kind of dunked him three or four times in the creative tank before he dropped him onto this planet, and he's also a writer. He's an artist. He's a sculptor. I mean, he went to art school, and he actually absorbed everything he was taught. You know, most people, okay, I've got to fill out my syllabus here, so let's take this class, and this class, but I'm really focusing on this. Well, he, like, became really good at everything. And so we're going to talk about Chad Elliott, the author. He has written this incredible... Well, of course, it combines everything. The Wilderman's Children's Book and Album Series. And I'm going to stop there because I'm going to let you kind of give the slow elevator speech about telling us what it is with Wilderman's Children's Book and Album Series.
Perfect. Yeah. I started when I was a little kid. My first career choice was going to be a ventriloquist. And I was going to sit in front of kids and do the ventriloquism. I was 6 years old. That's what I wanted to be. And then I got really good at drawing, and so that kind of fell to the wayside. But, you know, to tie in, I was really loved children's books, the illustrators and the songwriters. That, like, Shel Silverstein was my biggest inspiration as a kid. Then I found out later all these songs that he'd written for, like, Johnny Cash and all these amazing songs. And so it always stuck with me. Through college and everything, when I first started writing songs, and I was still illustrating, I was learning how to illustrate children's books, and I always thought it'd be really neat to do this children's album, but also a book that goes with it. And so this ended up to be years in the process of 15, 16 years of thinking about what book it was going to be, when my son, who has just started his senior year in high school today, when he was 3 years old, I started writing some of these poems.
I can just see that original vision. Okay, I'll have this done in a couple months, and I'll be have my little boy on my knee, and I'll read him this book, and it'll be just all these wonderful illustrations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he won't sit on my knee anymore, but he's definitely getting some of these old songs. I'd recorded songs for him, and I did this kind of loose children's album back 10 years ago, and he kind of loved the songs then. A lot of them I wrote for him, and so now I've got two little ones again at home, and it really just reinvigorated that idea. I was always known as the Pied Piper with kids around my family and my cousins, and so I knew it was going to tie in that element too. I love playing and working with kids, and so that was going to tie in a lot of those passions of art, music, writing, working with little ones, and so I knew it had to be done. So it took about a year to paint these paintings. I'd already written most of the songs for them, and now it's going to be a series called Wilderman's Treetop Tales, and the next one's going to be River Rhymes.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see these. If you can't wait, like a lot of other people who are looking for good quality stuff to give to the children, go to your local independent bookseller first and foremost. Check the good places like Beaverdale Books and Alice Meyer. Unless she's sold out of them, we'll have copies of Wilderman's up there, Chad Elliott's Wilderman's. And you're going to want to get a copy. In fact, if you're a grandparent and have lots of grandkids, arm yourselves with enough for each one, because I don't want to have any family fights.
That's right.
So make sure you get enough. But I just admire the fact that you simply let, you know, your different muses release themselves in this project. And some projects may take time to, you know, fully manifest, as Wilderman's did, because I know that original vision of this is something I want to do for my child. Well, you know, and I'm not rushing him into marriage, but won't it be fun if Grandpa's book is the book that he reads his child? So
that's great. This one sat on the shelf, and I feel like I wasn't prepared at the time to paint the way I painted these paintings. I have really been painting a lot more in the last 5-10 years, and if I had started it, it probably would not have been half as effective. And I would not have been as happy about it. So, yeah, you're right. You just put them on the shelf for a while, let it culminate, and it comes out when it needs to.
You're like that old-timey wine commercial. We sell no wine before it's time.
That's good.
And we sell no artwork before it's time. That's a Chad Elliott motto by which he lives. You want to find out more about this artist, his music, as well as Wilderman Children's book and album series, go to www.chadelliott.net, C-H-A-D-E-L-L-I-O-T-T. That's right. He bought all the vowels he could, or all the consonants he could. He had enough vowels. But go to chadelliott.net and find out more about this artist. Anytime you have a chance to connect, do so. You will find his name popping up all over the place. He's got a great calendar of what he's doing, when he's doing it, where he's doing it at, and do catch up to it, because you're going to find one of the most gracious and amiable kind of guys you could ever hope to visit with. And if he's not crooning a bunch of music or getting writer's cramp from autographing children's books, he's going to gladly strike up a conversation with you. You know, you've mentioned that you've got a second book now in the series, and is this going to be like a trilogy by the time you're done?
I'm hoping it'll actually be longer than a trilogy. Yeah,
so you're going to be kind of like Iowa's Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted a brand that I could live with, and when we came up with the word Wilderman, we were just basically going off the idea. A lot of my songs and for the kids are about being outdoors or just appreciating nature, and also just the wildness of imagination. And I was like, we have to have wild somewhere in the title of this. and I thought it'd be really neat to create a character that's, wilder man, the wild man kind of thing. And so now when I'm pulling up to school to play, kids are saying, hey, it's Wilderman Elliott. and it's kind of that dream come true of going, wow, this envisioned, this vision I had of just entertaining youth is coming true, as well as, doing the other acts. And it also keeps me really busy as an artist. Being versatile is creating, your own kind of agenda, and rather than having to beg for gigs or anything like that, you just kind of create your own that way. And so I have this art exhibit based on the children's paintings that I can kind of go to art galleries, and I have a concert in their gallery setting as well as public libraries.
Music you want, exhibition you want, okay,
yeah.
I can deliver. you book
yeah.
you want, okay, we've got the book. Children's, got you covered. What do you need? One size does fit all with Chad Elliott. He's kind of become a mythology in his own right here in Iowa, kind of like a cultural Paul Bunyan. That's how big his stature is becoming now.
Oh, no.
I love it. You know, when you step out of your vehicle, there's this larger-than-life creative soul that these kids that know he's coming back to their school, they're all but chanting your name. I can see it.
It's fun. My next goal is obviously to keep painting those paintings for the children's book, but what I want to learn now, I'm always trying to think of new ways to keep me, my creative juices flowing, and one way I'm going to keep that with the Wildermans is I'm going to learn stop motion videography for animated versions
Ooh.
Of these song videos, and so that's my next big goal, is to do that and have it with all these songs that I've been writing for them, and using the paintings as my inspiration. That way I can tie in my sculpture background with the painting and the song, and so... Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's one that's also going to take a while.
Well, but at the same time, the thing I appreciate is the fact that we get to continue the dialogue here on the Culture Buzz. So as things develop, folks, we will keep you properly informed. If you want the direct connection, go to www.chadelliott.net and get signed up, because he will send you a few newsletters every so often, a few announcements of what's going on. His calendar's there. Do get connected with this artist. He is definitely one of the creative leaders here in the state of Iowa that we can very rightfully be proud of. So I'm going to flatter him like a parent. He's just going to be blushing like crazy. And something about the red and the blue, the blushing with the blue. Anyway, Paul Bunyan, the ox.
Yes.
We, We got the wild man here, but go, in the meantime, if you do have a child, a grandchild that's of that age where creativity and great illustrations and good stories are what it's all about, go to your local independent bookseller. Of course, you can go through other outlets online, but go to the local independent bookseller or through his website and get the book. If you've got a neighbor kid that you kind of think, you know, this kid deserves something kind of special, here's another good source to get that book to. But definitely check out what Chad Elliott has on his website, and you will be impressed, amazed, and you will say, when is he coming near our town? I'm going to be there to make sure I greet him in person. Chad, keep up the great work, and just let me know when you want to give us updates here on the Culture Buzz. I'll gladly do it, because I can always hear that chorus of muses singing in perfect harmony from northwest of Des Moines and Coon Rapids, and they're always beckoning me like a siren song to say, you better talk about Chad Elliott. He's doing more stuff.
Oh, well, thank you, John. I appreciate what you do and all your support. Thank you.
Anytime and every time. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.